Excellent. So this is one tool I know and have used many times, so it's nice to see GIMP here. So I think we're a minute late, so let's start.
Okay. Well, we don't have much time, so let's jump right into it. Where's GIMP going after the 3.2 release? Before I mentioned all of that, let's do a quick look behind. The last year has been very eventful. It's the biggest milestone, of course, is after 7 years of development, finally releasing the most awaited 3.0 release. It has many, many features I will not cover today. I very much recommend watching the keynote that the GIMP maintainer has given last year. But in total, summing up quickly, we've published 10 separate releases. First two were about the 3.0 release. The next four were about our micro releases for the now new stable release of 3.0. And four are the new our releases in the new unstable branch, the 3.1, last of which is the second release candidate, which should mean that the 3.2 release is coming fairly soon. The team has also attended two events. First one is the Libro Graphics Meeting 2025, which is more of a developer conference. And then we also participated in Wilbur Week, which is more of a team meeting and a hackathon, more in a personal setting. What's coming in the upcoming 3.2 release? There's way too much for me to cover here today, so I'll focus only on three items. The first one are just the small UX and UI changes that in most cases you will not notice because they're quite small, but they are the small fixes working towards making the whole UX experience much better. A lot of these changes have come from the work done in our new GIMP UX issue tracker, and I very much recommend if you want to participate in the discussions there, you are always most welcome. The two features I want to mention are two new types of layers. The first type are link layers. Now it's possible in GIMP projects to link an already existing image file, and once that file is updated outside of GIMP, it will be reloaded automatically. The second type of layer has been in development since 2006 when it started as a Google Summer of Code project. It has gone through many revisions and finally one developer has pushed it over the finish line and got it into the main line. And now it's possible to make use of GIMP's path tool to create vector layers, apply non-instructive transformations to them, and if needed, rasterize them into classic layer. Rasterization is also available for link layers. Now that we're all caught up, we can take a look into the future, what's coming after the 3.2 release. The short answer is, it depends on the community. GIMP is a community-driven project. There is no one roadmap. There is no one clear vision where we are going. It all comes down to who are the current contributors and what they are interested in. And then we try to align the interests and maybe try to narrow down what we're working on. I've taken these from our roadmap, which is publicly available. And again, there's way too much for me to cover here today. So I'll focus only on three items that are particularly interesting to me. The first one is a full CMYK mode. What has become possible in the 3.0 release is finally working with images using CMYK. What you can do now is when you import an image using CMYK, GIMP will ask you what kind of color profile you would like to use when GIMP converts an image into RGB automatically. Then you continue working with your image with your project as usual, and GIMP uses RGB in the background. You can make use of soft-proofing for preview, and once you export your image, GIMP will use the profile, the color profile you have selected before or changed later, and apply it on export. What we're working towards now is making it possible to skip this conversion altogether and adding a new color mode, which would be the CMYK mode, having in total three main color modes available next to RGB, grayscale, and hopefully in the future CMYK. Now, then it would be possible not to convert at all,